Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to go?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Are you home? Today's topic is transportation.
And our title is Home for the Holidays. Home for the Holidays. Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that our friends are going home for the holidays. Ben is going to Dallas. Linda is going to New Jersey. And Taylor is getting ready for her trip to Canada.
That's right. Everyone is going somewhere, and I'm excited to learn more about it today. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Everyone is ready for the holidays. Linda has gained a second driver for her road trip. Taiwan is too far away for a short trip, so Linda suggested that Alex spend the holidays with her family. What a nice invitation! And Taylor is prepared for her trip to Vancouver. Her bag is packed, and she has her passport.
Everyone is ready for the holidays. This means a lot. This means people have prepared their homes with decorations. They have prepared food and baked desserts, too.
And when everyone says everyone is ready for the holidays, that means everyone is excited for the holiday. I can say everyone is ready for the weekend. That means this is all anyone is thinking about.
That's right. And I'm ready to go to our keywords. Here's Christina right now.
Hello, 圣诞节就在眼前了。Linda 要开12个小时的车程回家团聚。不过她很开心找到同伴可以轮流开车。She's gained someone to ride with her. 动词 gain 就是得到获得。这个人就是来自台湾的 Alex, 因为台湾太远了所以 Alex 不打算回家过节。Taiwan is too far away. 副词 far 就是远的。所以 Linda 就建议 Alex 跟他回家过节。She suggested Alex to go home with her. 动词 suggest 就是建议。Ben 觉得 that's a nice invitation. 句尾的 invitation 是名词邀请卡或者是请帖的意思。Taylor 说他的旅行袋都打包好了。Her bag is packed.名词 bag 就是袋子、旅行袋。Rob 提醒他要带护照。Remember to bring your passport. 护照就是 passport.
It's our last day of work before the holidays.
Yes, I'm excited for tomorrow. Are you ready for your road trip?
I am, and I've had some luck.I've gained a second driver.
Oh? Who's that?
Alex. He can't go home to Taiwan this Christmas. So I suggested he spend the holidays with my family.
That's great! Have a wonderful time.
It's the last day of work before the holidays. Last. That means after this.They are done with work.
Maybe when you eat together, you leave the last food on the serving plate. No one wants to be seen taking the last of any dish.
No, they don't. And this is before the holidays. That means the holidays haven't started because it is before the holiday. When the holiday is over, we use the word after. After the holiday.
Yes.So everyone is excited for Christmas. And I'm excited for all of you, because right now it's time to learn something from Christina.
明天就要放假了。Taylor 真的很兴奋。他说 I'm excited for tomorrow. 形容词 excited 用来形容人感到很激动、很兴奋。 句型 someone is excited about something 常常用来描述某个人对于即将发生的事充满了期待非常兴奋又激动的心情所以 Taylor 才会说 I'm excited for tomorrow 我们来看几个例句 We are so excited about the trip to Alaska They are excited about the new baby 或者 I'm excited about my new job 句型Someone is excited about something. 请你也练习造句一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. Well, there is some big news. Linda has gained a second driver. That means another person will be joining her.
Another person? Who is that person?
It's Alex. He can't go home to Taiwan this Christmas, so Linda suggested...He spend the holidays with her family.
Oh, great. Suggest. This means she gave him an idea that he could use. And this is a great suggestion. They can drive together. That is much better.
Not only that, but now Alex has a place to stay for the holidays. He now has a family away from home. They'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah, this is great. When you are away from your home during the holidays, you miss your family. So it's great that he can visit a friend's family.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. But I also think he will miss his own family in Taiwan. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to go to Conversation B. Let's watch together.
Are you ready for your flight tomorrow morning, Ben?
Yes, but what about you, Alex? What are you doing over the holidays?
Well, Taiwan is too far away for a short trip. But Linda asked me if I wanted to join her family for Christmas.
That's a nice invitation.
It'll be great.But we have to get there first. It's a 12-hour drive.
Ben has a very early flight tomorrow morning. Do you remember? He is going to Texas. And his flight departs at 6 a.m.
Ben is ready. That means he has his ticket.And his bags are packed.
Well, what about Alex? What is he doing over the holidays? We already know, but let's take a closer look at the English here. And here's our teacher, Christina, for some help.
Ben 问 Alex, what are you doing over the holidays? 我们来学习如何使用介系词 over.Ben 说的是 over the holidays, 是表示在假期的期间。所以介系词 over 可以用来表达在某一段时间。比如说在过年期间这家餐厅不营业。The restaurant was closed over the New Year. 或者 over the weekend. I can finish it over the weekend. 我周末可以把它做完。还有 over Christmas.I hope I can see you over Christmas. 希望我在圣诞节期间可以见到你。
Thanks, Christina. So this word over can be used with time. I was sick over the weekend. I was busy over the last few days.
So we learned that Taiwan is too far away for a short trip.
But Linda asked him if he wanted to join her family for Christmas, and that's what he will do. And you know what? I asked Rebecca if she wanted to help us out a little bit right now. Here she is.
Hey, friends! Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word if in the middle of a sentence.For example, she asked me if I was finished, or Tim asked me if I was going home. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a great sentence to practice. Make sure to study and practice it at home.
Alex is excited, but like he says, they have to get there first. Friends, do you remember what a road trip is?
Yes, Alex and Linda will be taking one all the way to New Jersey. That's a 12-hour drive, one way.
This is going to be a fun trip for Alex. I'm glad he has somewhere to be for the holidays.
Yes, and it will be fun to see more of America by road. Road trips, you can see so much more than just taking a flight.
That's right. During holidays, many people take road trips. You should take one with your friends. It's a lot of fun.
Well, friends, we need to take a short break, so we'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Peter, have you ever been away from home during the holidays?
Yes, I have. I've lived in many different countries outside of the USA, so I've spent many holidays away from home. I usually try to call my family when they are celebrating the holiday.
Oh, that's great. But it might be hard for you and your family, right? It can be sad sometimes, but you always have fun wherever you are. All right, friends, let's watch Conversation C right now.
Taylor, how are you doing? Are you packed for your trip?
Yes. My bag is packed and I have everything ready.
Have you packed your passport?
Yes, Rob. I'm all prepared. I made a checklist.
Perfect. So I think you're ready for your mom's Christmas dinner.
Exactly. It'll be amazing. I love going home for the holidays.
Taylor is leaving for the holidays too. She is going to Vancouver, Canada. That is where she is from, and that is where her family is.
So, is she packed for her trip?
Yes, her bag is packed. A bag. At the grocery store, we carry our food home from the store in plastic bags.
But the bag Taylor is talking about is different. This is the suitcase or luggage for the plane ride home. All her clothes and gifts for her family are in it.
She needs her passport, too. This is an international flight. She is going from the USA to Canada. When you go to a different country, you need a passport.
Taylor is ready.
I have everything ready.
Wait, are you going too?
No, I have everything ready.
Why are you ready? Are you going to Canada?
No, Peter. We're not going there. We're going to today's calendar phrase.
I have everything ready.
I have everything ready.
我都准备好了.
Are you ready for the trip?
Yes, I have everything ready.
Did you pack the suitcase?
Yes, I have everything ready.
Did you bring money?
Yes, I have everything ready.
Did you book tickets?
We're not flying, we're driving.
Oh, then everything's ready. Did you get gas in the car?
Oops, everything's not ready.
I have everything ready.
I have everything ready.
我都准备好了.
That was a fun calendar phrase. So, Marie, I heard you're going home for the holidays.
I am, And I have everything packed.
Oh, do you have lots of socks?
Lots of socks. Yes, I do.
Did you pack a toothbrush?
A toothbrush? Of course.
Did you bring a sweater?
A sweater. It's cold where I'm from, so I packed lots and lots of sweaters.
It's winter. Do you need an umbrella?
I don't need an umbrella because it will snow a lot there, but I will need a jacket.
Well, it sounds like you're all packed and ready to go. And friends, I think we are ready to review. Let's review those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Gain. Gain. Alex has gained lots of work experience.
Far. Far. Taiwan is very far away from France.
Suggest. Suggest. I suggest you go to bed early tonight.
Invitation. Invitation. Please take this invitation to my party.
Bag. Bag. I keep all my school books in this bag.
Passport. Passport. You'll need your passport on vacation. Okay, friends, make sure to practice. And let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
It's our last day of work before the holidays.
Yes, I'm excited for tomorrow. Are you ready for your road trip?
I am. And I've had some luck. I've gained a second driver.
Oh? Who's that?
Alex. He can't go home to Taiwan this Christmas. So I suggested he spend the holidays with my family.
That's great! Have a wonderful time.
Are you ready for your flight tomorrow morning, Ben?
Yes! But what about you, Alex? What are you doing over the holidays?
Well, Taiwan is too far away for a short trip. But Linda asked me if I wanted to join her family for Christmas.
That's a nice invitation.
It'll be great. But we have to get there first. It's a 12-hour drive.
Taylor, how are you doing? Are you packed for your trip?
Yes. My bag is packed and I have everything ready.
Have you packed your passport?
Yes, Rob. I'm all prepared. I made a checklist.
Perfect. So I think you're ready for your mom's Christmas dinner.
Exactly. It'll be amazing. I love going home for the holidays.
Ginger, whose bag is this?
It's my bag. I packed it for a trip.
But we're not going anywhere.
Oh, please, Monkey Man. I have a passport. Let's go to the jungle.
Well, the jungle is too far away.
Let's go to London.
London is too far away.
Let's go to Taipei.
Taipei is too far away, Ginger. I suggest we go on a short trip.
A short trip?
Yeah, let's go to the mall.
The mall?
Yes, it's decorated for Christmas, you know.
Will Santa Claus be there?
Well, let's go find out.
Okay, don't forget my suitcase.
Okay.
Let's go.
Oh,
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about airplanes and flights. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Faye G. Hello, Faye. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Faye. I have a question today from Joy Hudson of Taichung, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'd love to.
Great. Joy asks, my family and I are going on vacation next month. I will be going on a plane for the first time. Can you tell me what to expect when I go to the airport?
Great question, Joy. I would love to tell you what to expect. Flying is always a lot of fun.
Yes, I remember my first flight. I was so excited.
Flying can be very exciting, but before you fly, there is a lot you must do.
Right. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. When you are going to take a flight, you should always arrive at the airport 2 to 3 hours before your flight.
Can you tell us why?
Well, there are many things you must do before you get on that plane.
That's right. You must check in. Then you must go through security.
Yes, and many times you need to wait in long lines to do those things.
After you pass through security, then you need to go through immigration.
That's right. After immigration, you'll need to find your gate. And sometimes the gate is far from the immigration.
That's true. So you'll need time to get to it.
Yes. Once you find your gate, then you'll need to wait for boarding.
How do you know when it's time to board?
You listen for the boarding announcement. Also, on your boarding pass, it says the time you will be boarding. Be sure you are at the gate by that time.
That's true. What do we need when we board?
Well, you'll need your boarding pass, of course, and your passport.
I think I understand. Well, thanks for sharing this information with us, Faye. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I'm curious, Peter. Why do we call it holidays and not holiday?
Oh, that's a good question. Going home for the holidays. Actually, during the Christmas season, there is more than one holiday. There's New Year's, too. And many people celebrate other holidays in the same season.
That's right. Thanks for that, Peter. Well, friends, we're so glad that you had fun today. Join us tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.